San Francisco
Free for All
Radio.
KSFM. Turn it up until the knob falls off.
If you like free, then this is the station for you. No commercials, no other BS, just free for all radio.
Absolutely free.
Like masturbation for your eardrums. Except we do the work for you.
Shadow level, they need oxygen. Don't they know that they're born? Don't they know that I yawn? Only time they excitement is when they mention the Sean. You seen single white female when she dyed her hair blonde. Sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them. Somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with songs? What the fuck are they gnawing? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you could do, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk to them before I go off for them.
Oh, they want me to fall. Fall from the top. Top. They want me to drop. Drop. They want me to stop. Stop. They want me to go.
Go.
I'm already gone.
Already.
Shit that I'm on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
Told them about fish scale, they want me to fish with them. They want me to catch clean, they cook up the dish with them. All of this just for them, or they got a diss for him. They want me to disappear, like it's gon' shit for them. They say that I'm in the way, they want me to sit with them. But what they admitting is, they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is, we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. The shit that you just witnessed is in. I've been on. And as for the critics, tell me I don't get it. Everybody could tell you how to do it. They never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel. But I'm master the drought. What the fuck? I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a sag. This is just what I plan to do. Oh, don't be mad.
Oh, they want me to fall.
Fall
from the top.
Top.
They want me to drop.
Drop.
Stop,
stop.
They want me to go.
Go.
I'm already gone.
Already.
Shit that I'm on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. Hey,
yeah.
I'm already home. I'm in the hall already. On the wall already. I'm a work of art. I'm a wall hall already. On another level. On another plane already. HOV. I got my own lane already.
Already.
I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot? Already.
Already.
Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pop already.
Already.
Like I'm gone already. And I am, nigga. I'm already home already.
Already.
If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me.
Already.
Yeah. Do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Food already, ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah, so in summation, I don't know who you racing. I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
Oh, they want me to fall.
Fall
from the top.
Top.
They want me to drop.
Drop.
They want me to stop.
Stop.
They want me to go.
Go.
I'm already gone.
Already.
Shit that I'm on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home.
Guests are coming in. It's starting to get crazy. You're listening to KSFS, San Francisco State University, with me, just enough for the city. I already said that. That's amazing. Colin just walked in. He couldn't find parking for days. Handsome Mike just got the call in the update. No parking either. What's up with San Francisco and no parking? I don't know about that. Step up to the mic. Say hello to these guys. We have Casey Fowler and Mr. Colin. What's up? Say hello.
Hey, man. Hey. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's a beautiful Friday night.
It is. What's up with this parking situation?
Well, you know, I don't understand. I've never seen it like that. Every other time I come to Just Enough for the City, it's easy.
I know. It's like a ghost town.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on tonight.
I don't know. You know, I think people are getting wind that, like, this is one of my final shows. And so... Oh, wait.
That must be it. It's those final study groups.
No, it's the damn theater kids, to be honest. They have a production going on.
That's exactly
what it is. Every other Friday night I come in here, and it's either a zoo or it's a ghost town. And it's all because of the theater kids. I came out, and some guy was just getting down like he was in Glee in the hallway, just singing at the top of his lungs like it's raining men or something.
Yeah, so, it's raining men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It was a very manly looking guy, too. So it's funny.
Wow.
So Handsome Mike's coming, and we're going to get crazy. Are you ready?
Oh,
we're talking
ready.
About post-college life, post-college depression. What's going to happen to my life in 2 weeks?
That's a little scary.
We're also talking about the brainiest cities and the dumbest cities in the U.S., And it's going to be fantastic.
I'm interested to see how we rank in that.
Yeah. Do you think the Bay Area is in either of those lists? Let me see.
I think we're pretty brainy. I mean, maybe not necessarily San Francisco. You got some crazies up here.
Yeah.
But Silicon Valley, they got some pretty brainies.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this list is going to surprise everyone.
Yeah?
It's going to surprise everyone. Handsome Mike
in
the studio. Mike. Just say hello on the microphone just so they actually believe me.
Hello.
There it is. Handsome Mike has just entered the building. We are going to play one more song, and then we're just going to come out and send out some crazy, crazy topics. Here we go. Today's the day. Fat Lip.
The blues ain't the bad news. You can trip if you choose. While I sip booze on a 7-day cruise in Louis Vuitton shoes with floozies by the dudes. The good life, talking about the good life. Live it up for a little while, then go to the hood to get a good wife and settle down. But for now, I'm studying down. Refuse to allow myself to defile like when I was sniffing pals. Still got trials and tribulations. Refinement from cultivation takes patience. I'm waiting. Paper chasing to get a place like. Politic to interface and business relations. Built the empire from the underground, then retire. Who said I was on crack? You's a motherfucking liar. See me in the trench coat, but missed the joke. So fuck the hoax. My mission is this: get in position to assist my folks. Huh? Get in position to assist my mother, my mother, and my auntie, and my uncle, my folks. You know?
Intimate verses that hit surface with quick service, but never nervous in this big circus. A quick purchase of green foliage and clean bowl hits. Redeems focus when it seems hopeless. Supreme dopeness on plain paper for you planned rapers. This landscape is papers, a race of this sandpaper. Don't try to fan papers, you caught this onslaught. Reform start, the poems you perform be pure slop. For sure, shot a handcuffer. Word up of a heard up of the bullshit. You nerd suck up out the back gate. Living so pregnant, we black date. Get your facts straight. We stack papes and crack plates over wax snakes who pack hate. They lack faith while tuna and fat lip put you in a relaxed state like
day to day, babe. What you gon' do? When I'm up in the mix, can't predict my art, shit, it hit the top of the charts, but my heart's in the right place, nice headspace,
slow pace from the Buddha, but not the base. Not a moment to waste. 33, no degree of GD. My mind's free. I learn what I'm being taught. I see how the battle's fought. It's opposite of how I thought. I woke up, opened my eyes up, rise up, wise up to the gang. Time to change the name, Eddie Crap. Coming with different shit, Eddie Crap. Write it down, niggas see the reverse significance. It's terrific when I'm on top of my game. Specifically speaking, the way I be freaking my slang. Give me the moo moo, the poo poo, and the mic, and I'm creeps. Fat lips, squeaky clean, don't stop, don't cease. Today, today, babe, what you gon' do?
Suggest you stay fair with me. Been paying dues for a decade plus. Before that, I was just another face on the bus. Tapping my foot to the beat on the radio. Dreaming about the mic and the money and the ladies. Oh, mom, I promise I'm gonna be large. Someday I'ma stop trying to borrow your car. Gonna go far with charisma and skill until they put my face on a $1 million bill. Atmosphere, it's just a 10-letter word. Discretion is the name of my cement-feathered bird. And if you didn't hear, then fuck whatever's heard. I think you got the sickness, I suggest you get it cured. Caught up in the mix of a bottle full of fix. I'ma hobble down the street till I reach Knob Creek. It's not that I don't like you, I just don't wanna speak. You fucking freak, now keep your days out my week. The world keeps a balance through mathematics, defined by whatever you've added and subtracted. I'm pushing on the hammer to trigger the brain. Embrace how I live, cause God loves ugly. I've come to kill a couple minutes. And what's up with the way that everybody gathers around each other so they can steal each other's sound? If it's all about getting down with the get down, how long I gotta wait for these fools to sit down? Appears more clear in its simplest form. Nobody sees tears when you're standing in the storm. Abandoning the norm and handling the harvest. Measuring the worth by the depth of the hardship. I welcome all the hatred you could aim at my name. I held onto the sacred ways of how to play the game. When the soldiers started running short on rations, I began tapping the egg to spark the hatching. Make it happen and take this captain to the gallows. I keep steering us into an area that's shallow. Talking to my shadow, he advised me not to worry. Said I should plant my tree and let it rise out of the fury. So give me some light, a little love and some liquid. I'ma creep through the night and put a plug in the spigot. And when the water grows and the dam starts to overflow, I float atop the flood holding on to my ugly. Wide screen, when you can lose yourself inside the wide screen. Let life be a bowl of melted ice cream, or be the deer that's caught in my high beams. I'm rolling with the lights on, scared stiff. Reality is just too much to bear with. Paranoid, walking around, careless.
No wonder you're in love with your therapist. Go to sleep, my little time bomb.
Sent you a message, sent you an email. Hasty decisions, we may still prevail. Both needed breaks, we both needed to bail. Walking through the corridors of my mind, the hideaways and nooks and things were good times. Memories certainly, yes, they still bind. Still a common man, and yeah, that's for sure. Still a bankroll, and yeah, still couture. But man, this thing that we had was much more. Come back home, don't be out in the world. It's a bad place and no place for a girl. Amongst the scavengers, I found a pretty pearl. It's for the faint of heart who never get enough. Gotta get tough, buckle them up. We call them guts and we gotta
get enough.
We gotta
get enough.
Today is nice, come on.
I said we get enough.
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 Today is right, come on. We gon' get enough.
I said we get enough.
I said we get enough. Come over here, baby. Start a clan just like the Kennedys. You and I again, certainly we can extend feelings that should never end. You respect me like a friend, but love me like your man, no other could contend. And we could be like those exposed to history, like staying with each other with truth and chivalry. The things we go through, they shape identity. Yes, pretty, let's do this all night. Consummate this thing and make it alright. And when we cuddle up, I promise that I might. We need to
get enough,
come on,
get enough.
Today is nice, come on.
Yeah, it's time. We are here. We finally got our act together. Monkey News. We have Monkey News on the air right now. Hello, hello.
Hello. It's time again.
Yes, it is, sir. It's so good to hear from you again. Do you have a nice little tasty bit of Monkey News for us?
My God, it's been a huge week for Monkey.
Oh, God. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's been a huge week. Well, this week, three amazing monkey facts. Hidden colony of endangered yellow-tailed woolly monkeys has been discovered in the deepest jungles of Peru.
Okay.
Yellow-tailed woolly monkeys.
Yellow-tailed woolly monkeys.
These tails are 5 feet long. It's amazing.
That's almost as big as Mike's. Oh, I didn't say it. I should have. His ego. 5 feet long.
And then, you know, the biggest news, the biggest monkey news of the week, of course, is that Thailand's celebrating the Monkey Festival right now.
What's the Monkey Festival all about?
It's just a psychotic celebration where they give free food to monkeys all over the world if you're Thai. So, my God.
That's awesome.
It's give free food to Thai people so they can give it to monkeys.
That's why don't we celebrate that? Here we are,
I'm
fools.
I'm gonna go find a Thai person and give them free food so they
we're
can
celebrating
give it
things like Christmas and Thanksgiving, and here all the Thai people have it right.
They do celebrate the simian ancestors of your ancestors.
It's awesome, you guys.
And then, of course, there's been a major study released from the Sheno Ganglia National Nature Reserve about homosexual golden monkeys. The major study. There's a lot of homosexual activity in the golden monkey population, and they're concerned about the ability to remain a viable species if they refuse to breed.
That is very interesting.
My God.
Those homosexual monkeys would fit in perfectly in this city.
Bend over and take it.
And they could adopt a child, hopefully.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in. You know what? We also have another caller calling in after you to plug the Baby Obama dolls, and I know you know what's up with the Baby Obama dolls.
I know what's up with the Baby Obama dolls. They're made by monkeys in China.
Yes, they are, and now they are available for you guys to purchase. We have a friend who pretty much threw down, what, $10,000?
$35 million.
$10,000 on a bunch of Baby Obama dolls, and they are here. And he's willing to sell them to you guys. So
you need to buy these dolls.
Check it out if you guys are listening.
It's New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever else you celebrate.
BabyObama.com. Check it out. $30, you can have your own Baby Obama.
And just so you know, in France, it's illegal to call a pig Napoleon.
Okay.
Illegal. You go to jail. You call a pig Napoleon.
That's
in England, it's illegal to carry a rabid dog in your car.
Where do you find all this shit?
I research it by going to England and asking the law.
You did get a PhD
in
monkey studies.
I have a huge notebook of facts, and I tattoo them on my body.
That's awesome.
Yes, in Iceland, it's against the law to own a pet dog because they can't live in the wilds of Iceland.
That's true. Barely. It's too cold.
And in Arizona, it's against the law to hunt camels. Guess what? There are no camels in Arizona.
Well, that's a convenient law then, isn't it?
It is. Thank God. In Florida, it's illegal to have sex with a porcupine. You know what? In every state, it should be illegal to have sex with a porcupine.
Oh, my God. You're making me giggle a little bit, sir.
And you know what? This is pretty cool.
I'm not
cool.
ready for this.
This is good. In England, the head of any dead whale found on any part of the British coast is legal property of the king, but the tail belongs to the queen.
Wow. You know, you got to split it up somehow.
Gets it all.
Well, thank you so much. I love these random facts. I just feel like I've learned in abundance more from you than my college education.
I hope so, since you're almost done with your college education and you're never going to be done with me.
That's true. That's unfortunately
true. I'll give you the final one of
final,
of your life.
Final word.
This is huge. In Iowa, don't go to Iowa.
Okay,
if you have a horse, they oppress horses in Iowa. It is illegal for horses to eat fire hydrants in Iowa.
I think it's illegal for us, too.
I kid you not. No. It's not illegal. It's just improbable for us.
Yeah, that's true. No.
It's not against the law.
I'm not even going to get myself started.
You're right.
I have very strong opinions about eating fire hydrants in Iowa. Thank you, sir, once again for calling in. Mr. M.T. Russell, you're going to be in the studio for my final show, I'm hoping.
Next week, right?
December 17th. Not next Friday, but the following Friday.
I will be there, pants off, reading scrolls of ancient text written by monkeys.
Awesome. Cannot wait. Thank you, sir, for calling in. Mr. M.T. Russell, the infamous, the notorious.
Mad love. Punch Mike in the guts for me.
I will, definitely. Okay. That was awesome. Thank you. So now we are here with our guests, and you guys know that I have some thrilling topics.
I'm pretty excited.
I am too.
I can see it on your ginger face.
That was uncalled for.
I used to shop at Hot Topic. That's pretty much it.
What would you buy?
More topics.
Less hot?
Tropic Thunder.
You know what's weird about we're sharing a mic right now, and Mike's kind of a little too close to me. Hot Topic is kind of one of those weird stores that like sometimes has some cool t-shirts, but like it's the ambiance of the store makes me not want to go in there.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be under 13 to go in that store.
Of course, but if you're going to bring back Power Ranger shirts, Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy shirts, then you're doing something right.
That's true. Rocko's Modern Life does kick ass. Hey, what's up with all the Facebook animation pictures?
Well, you know what it's about, right?
I do know. Tell us.
Okay, what this campaign is, it's you change your profile picture to your favorite cartoon as a kid.
Oh, you know what it is?
And it helps
I know
to fight child abuse. I don't see how SpongeBob is fighting child abuse.
Like, how's this going to change anything?
I don't know.
I have some advice for our listeners right now. If you would like to get a lot of comments on your status updates via Facebook, then just post anything about this issue going on right now. If you do not appreciate cartoon pictures and you would like to see your friends' real faces, say something. Speak up now.
All I'm saying is, like, if there is someone who's a child abuser, what, are they just going to be on Facebook and see all these cartoons and then be like, that's it? That's where I draw the line. I am not going to abuse children.
I am no longer going to abuse children because that person has a picture of Rugrats on their Facebook.
They'll be jacking off to Pokemon. Shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Wow. Angelica from Rugrats, very good looking, yet does not resemble any of my friends at all. None of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe it is cartoon doppelganger week, so I think we could be okay.
That would be way more interesting.
I think that would too.
What we should do is just switch gears right now and take this phone call.
We do have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. Hello, hello.
Yes, I am.
Oh, is this Mr. Justin Kibbe?
You have got it right.
Guys, this is the creator of Baby Obama calling in right now.
Oh, shit.
I just started talking about this, and you should see the shocked faces when I started plugging Obama doll.
You've seen the shocked faces?
Yes, dude. You should see these DJs in this room when I started plugging Baby Obama. They were confused and intrigued. Intrigued also.
You should have seen the faces at the Melrose Flea Market last Saturday.
Were you out there slanging Baby Obamas?
Hell yeah. Hundreds of people stopping by, taking their photos with Baby Obama.
What?
I had one lady buy six of them to give out for gifts.
Dude, that's fantastic. So this is selling in L.A.?
Yep.
Wow.
I had one little 9-year-old girl tell me that it was offensive, too.
Well, it is offensive. For people who don't know, there are pictures of you, sir, posing with Baby Obama.
In a bathtub
wearing an army hat, if I'm not mistaken.
You are absolutely correct.
I have to ask, is the next step a Baby Obama chia pet?
I think the Obama chia pet's already been done.
Really?
Yeah. I had a couple people tell me they'd already bought one.
They've actually reduced in price. They've actually gone down quite a bit. Used to be about $29.99 for a chia pet featuring Obama. Now I believe you can get one for about $9.99 at your local Walgreens. So I hope that you have, or I hope you find more success than the chia pet Obama does.
Hey, you know what, Justin?
I hope that you can soon find a Baby Obama at your nearest Walgreens.
I hope so, too, or my nearest Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, that's definitely the better plan.
So tell us about how you started this weird Obama, Baby Obama fascination.
Well, like all good ideas, it was stolen from somebody else. It was mentioned at Obamadon 2007 up in Richmond.
Which was one of the craziest parties I've ever been to. Obamadon, which was Ramadan and Obama's election coming up in one party, guys.
Somebody mentioned it as a joke that somebody should make a Baby Obama doll. And on my 5-hour drive back to Los Angeles, I decided that I would and started to take the photos and make it happen. And I gave the first one away as the Pirate Pig Genius Award the next year to Matthew Thomas Russell for his creation of the film That Guy China.
Oh, wow. Great idea. And great guy in general, that Matt. Love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
Crazy man. That guy, Matthew.
So it's babyobama.com.
Babyobama.com.
And it's only $30. And just so you know, we have a couple different people accessing the internet finding news, and there's a fake Obama, Baby Obama doll already online.
That's right, on Facebook.
And it's less cool than yours, sir.
But they do have some pretty decent photos.
They do.
Of their Obama doll.
High resolution DSLR cameras, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. And just so all the listeners know, if you use the promo code Exodus, you'll get 35% off.
Oh. You heard that first on KSFS. Exodus is the promotional code word if you would like to receive your own Baby Obama doll at a cheapened rate. Yeah. So,
but only to the first hundred buyers.
So where? Okay. But where are the first, or where was the first doll made? Are you working with other people? What was your process in getting this whole thing started?
Where was the first one made?
Yeah, I know it was not China.
The very first one was I stole the doll out of a Lots to Love African-American doll package.
Okay, all right.
And it was, I don't know, probably 14, 16 inches tall. And so then I created the whole packaging in Photoshop and had it printed on glossy paper, had to take apart another doll package and glue the whole thing together. And strangely enough, that first prototype was stolen out of my car at the Pasadena courthouse.
Oh, wow.
What a crime on humanity.
Someday it's going to show up on eBay worth thousands.
So millions. It's safe to say that you're a pretty crafty guy. Have you had any other ideas that you've kind of just gone ahead and tried to produce yourself before this?
not before, but a simultaneous with, I produced the book Public Urinal Poetry Tour.
Awesome.
Okay, all right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I initially wrote 100 different poems that I imagined being written on public urinals. And then I picked my 10 favorites, and I found public urinals, wrote the poems on the urinals, took photographs of them, and then published the poems and the photographs in a book.
That's great. That's awesome. Is that online, too?
It's not for sale online yet. I only printed 100 copies of it.
Well, you know what? You're going to be back when you do the big printing of it, and we're going to plug
Hell
that on our
yeah.
show, too. So, thank you so much for calling in. You are the man,
sure,
Mr.
My
Kibbe.
My pleasure. Awesome show.
BabyObama.com. You guys heard it here first on KSFS. Thanks again for calling
Exodus.
In.
Love you lots.
Yeah. Peace out. That was the creator, the producer, the facilitator of Baby Obama.
I'm just really wondering what his Facebook profile picture is right now. We didn't ask.
I wonder.
I don't think there's an Obama cartoon that
that
he can feature.
No, that's just not what I was implying.
Well, that's what I was implying.
All right. We seem to have another call, so I'm just going to go ahead and take this call. Hey, caller, you're on KSFS, and hello. Hey, you obviously have not
hello.
Called into a radio station before,
huh? How are
you
boys doing tonight?
Doing very well.
I think you have your radio turned on too loudly, so if you turn down your radio, you will have a pleasant conversation with us.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Hello.
So, I had no intentions of calling in tonight, but I had a coincidence that my professor is Angelica Pesta, and I thought
oh, my God.
In.
Her Facebook profile picture is Angelica.
I like that. I do.
OMG.
So, do your personality traits resemble that of Angelica's? I know she's a little bit of a bitch.
No, I started with Sleeping Beauty, and then I realized I am not a Sleeping Beauty. I am a little bit of a bitch.
Oh.
So I thought Angelica was more suiting, and it did turn out to be my profile picture. And Travis has been one of my dearest and oldest friends.
Oh, is this Miss Shalene?
And I listen every Friday, so I thought I'd call in before the final one.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I've known you've been listening, and it means a lot to get the support from the Chico area. Love it. So thank you so much for calling in, Shalene. And I hope you have a wonderful night and keep bumping that Just Enough for the City until we turn it off.
Absolutely. You guys have a good night.
All right. We will. Take care. Yeah, that was another caller commenting on our questionable Facebook opinions.
I'm not sure who I would want to make my picture. I didn't have that favorite of a cartoon.
Oh,
South Park.
Yeah, there you go.
You know the one that I was most impressed by? Was somebody posted a picture of David the Gnome. Do you guys remember that cartoon?
I have no clue who David the Gnome is.
If I had to post one, I'd probably do like Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
But it's just because I'm always just the head of the pack. Always just challenging my little Smurfs.
Oh my God, it's the most conceited thing I've ever heard in my life.
Just the truth and honesty is just the best policy.
I feel like I've watched a lot more cartoons as an adult than as a child.
Oh, definitely.
Because, I mean, we've got Family Guy, we've got South Park.
Oh, Duckman. The Critic.
Bluntman and Chronic.
You know what? I might participate in this. I want to do John Lovitz from The Critic. His character. Have you guys ever seen The Critic?
No, I have.
Good show.
Yeah.
Somebody just changed their profile picture 1 minute ago to Doug Funny, and it's a girl.
You know, Doug Funny is actually a good choice.
Yeah, I heard from a friend of mine that his favorite place to eat was actually the Honker Burger.
The Honk?
Yeah, so that's just an interesting tidbit. If anybody would like to comment on the fact that, you know, Doug Funny just is a huge fan of the Honker Burger, if you've been there before, if you just want to discuss that, call in at 415-338-1532. Most importantly.
Until then, we are going to talk about some issues, guys.
Issues.
Let's talk about the brainiest and dumbest cities in the United States. First of all, I want you all to name what you guys think is the brainiest city right now.
Brainiest city, United States. That's a tough one.
It would obviously have to be, I'm going to have to go with No Comment. Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and vote Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. Okay, that's an interesting idea.
That's where Facebook is.
Go ahead.
Stanford.
San Jose. Yeah.
Okay, so Boulder, Colorado smartest city in the United States.
What does Boulder have?
I have a friend who's doing a PhD program in Boulder, so maybe he's just joined the elite forces of Boulder.
Maybe he's the whole reason.
Let me tell you guys, we don't really care about any other place. Let's just talk about the Bay Area and if it made it. Yes, it did. San Jose, California is number 7 out of all the cities in the United States. So nice job. And then San Francisco and Oakland, California is number 10.
Oakland made it.
Well, they grouped it together with San Francisco. So Oakland questionable.
Oakland's bringing us down.
Hello.
that's terrible. All right, let's talk about the least brainy cities in the United States. Tell me, what do you think?
Probably where I'm going to have my first job. Somewhere in Kansas.
Okay, so go. Oh, yeah, you have one?
Okay. Vacaville?
Vacaville. I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Dumbest cities in the United States.
Well, that's just an easy answer. I'm going to have to go again with my gut instinct with No Comment.
Nice. I love it. Merced, California is the dumbest place in the United States.
You know, I want to comment on this. I have a friend. First name Alina. Last name I'm not going to mention.
Very surprising.
She's from Merced.
Is it true?
She's pretty
dumb. Wow. Are they slow?
She's pretty dumb.
Something in the water? Next California place is number 5 on the list of dumbest cities. Bakersfield, California.
Well, no shit.
And then in California, Modesto.
Oh, my God.
Well, Modesto is also the highest crime rates anywhere in the United States.
Oh, that's weird.
Every other place is Texas or Mississippi, but California made the smartest and dumbest.
Damn.
Did Texas get anything in the smartest? I don't know. I mean,
no, hell no.
They got Texas Instruments
what
down
was the
there,
top
right?
10? What was
they
the
make
top
calculators.
10?
What was the top 10?
Yeah.
Of smartest or dumbest?
Do both.
Okay, top 10 of the brainiest was obviously the Bay Area, Madison, Wisconsin, Boston, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Fort Collins, Colorado, Durham, Washington, D.C., Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wait, hold on.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
What number was Washington, D.C., the place that is leading our country?
Eight.
I feel like that should be I feel like they should be the smartest, but not America.
Hey, changing the subject. Let's make it about me. No, let's make it about you. It was your birthday last night.
It was my birthday last night.
You are 22.
22. I'm so glad to not be 21 anymore because that's such a stigma.
You're now entering the prime of your existence.
I am officially a man, foreskin and all.
What I'm most... No comment. What I'm most proud of, Colin, about you turning 22 is the fact that now we are the same age for a good 24 days. I turned 23 this month, but you make me feel like I could just relive my youth all over again.
Hold on. Your birthday is December 26th?
It's actually the 27th. It's just, you know, I understand that mathematics is not your strong suit, but maybe try a little bit harder.
Well, I figured that I turned... Never mind. We're not going to do the math right now.
You did turn. I thought you were straight.
That is awfully close to Christmas. How does that make you feel?
It's terrible. It's terrible having a birthday right by Christmas.
Do you get gifts earlier in the year, or do you just kind of celebrate it all
People
at once?
People forget your birthday.
He's Jewish, right. Guys.
Oh, he is Jewish.
Yeah, I'm a Jew that celebrates Hanukkah, Christmas, and my birthday pretty much all at once, and so you can only imagine.
So you're a selfish Jew.
No, actually, that's just the opposite of what I am. I'm actually a self-deprecating Jew.
Oh.
So I actually hate myself.
I self-deprecated myself last night, but it wasn't that pleasurable.
Wow.
Oh.
That's because you drank way too much.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's also talk about how me, the host of this show, and I'm the main attraction here, I'm graduating.
What's going to happen?
2 weeks.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss myself.
Yep.
Yeah. I actually was researching things about graduation and how most people go through a post-graduation depression. Am I ready for that? I don't know. But let me just read you guys a little blog I found. Someone saying what their problem was, what they were going through after post-college. And he's saying, you know, so why the sadness? Depression can actually be common during times of high stress and change as well after those times. How I dealt with post-graduation depression. Support, active pursuit of my goals, and I understood that I was not alone. And I just thought about the good times and didn't dwell on the bad. Isn't that beautiful?
It sounds like a breakup.
It does sound like a breakup. It kind of is.
Except it's, instead of breaking up with one chick who ripped your heart out, it's
a whole program of chicks who ripped your heart out.
Breaking up with all of the girls you've slept with and all the guys
I've slept with too.
You've cuddled with.
Yeah, like Mike.
Handsome Mike, he's handsome.
Okay, you're talking about having a strong support network, and you know, I know I'm friends with you. I know that a couple other people are. Do you feel as if people like myself will abandon you when you graduate? Because I feel like that is a strong possibility.
You know, that is a strong possibility. That's just where I have to put faith into the friends that I've created and manipulated over this time of me being in Becca.
Well, that sounded a lot like this. I'm a droopy dog.
What is that?
That's actually it's a cartoon character, Droopy Dog. It's actually, yeah. I thought I said it all. I don't think it, I didn't think it was going to be so confusing for you.
So, I want you guys I want to hear what you guys think I'm going to be doing within 6 months.
6 months.
Go ahead, Colin. You go first.
Well, if you don't go down route A, which is jail, dealing rape. Crack on a corner, but I don't know. You might. I think you're kind of gonna be in the same place in 6 months. Maybe still have an internship and not really getting it together yet.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that sounds about right.
I mean, I think if you wait a good 8 months, you might pull it together because you're gonna think, wow, I've done nothing.
I'll be working retail and just dreaming about the good old days, and I'll be coming back into the Becca hallways and be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Not even retail.
Can I be on your radio
McDonald's.
Show?
Do you still belong here? I thought you... Awkward. Yeah.
Casey.
All right. I think you'll be kicking it at the Warriors, and... You might still be living at your same place. Oh, wait, no, that will be in the next 6 months. So, yeah, you'll still be living there, and McDonald's will be calling your name.
McDonald's. Now. I think I'm overqualified. That's going to be the worst point, is like
manager,
I'm going to start
manager,
trying
dude.
To no. stoop down to those levels, and no. then they're going to tell me I'm overqualified.
I don't think you're going to work there. Just those no. McRibs are delicious. I think you're just going to be going back.
You guys are
more.
Missing a key component to this, and that is... That not only is, this isn't only about employment. This is about how his character is going to change. He shaped his character around college. So what I'm going to have to say is, first and foremost, he's going to start paying for sex. Because all the girls that Travis has ever had sex with in his entire life.
Have been in college.
Were no? high school educated. Oh. And otherwise, so after paying for sex, I think he's going to just start. He's going to go through this post-college depression, and he's probably going to try to re-enroll in college. That's what I think. I think he's going to go attend City College
well,
after this.
Well, what costs more, tuition or sex?
I don't know. They both cost a lot for you.
Well, you can't get financial aid for hookers.
I can try.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I can definitely try.
For a man with little to no dignity, Versace T, I think he's going to be okay, guys. I think he's going to be all right. I'm just joking around with other things I said. I was just kidding. Merely, it was a joke. But I really do have a lot of confidence in this man. I think he's actually going to do big things. I think he's going to be an audio engineer. I think he's going to be a space astronaut, which is essentially just someone that travels to outer space. Also, on top of that... I think that he's going to just have a boost of confidence that he's just never had before. So I think he's going to actually land more girls, if
I
anything.
I hear Oprah's still on, Travis.
I was actually really hoping to join her production staff of maybe giving her
feeding her 25th meal of the day.
If I'm giving one foot a massage at a time, it's foot massage, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But if it's more than one foot, it's a feet massage?
I really don't think that people get 2 feet massaged at the same time.
What about if I was rubbing one of Oprah's feet and Mike was rubbing the other foot?
Well, collectively, you're giving a feet massage.
Don't mean to segue.
But you yourself is giving a foot.
Don't mean to segue, you guys, but Oprah actually has her own television network now.
The O Network.
Yeah, the OWN Network, actually.
OWN?
O-W-N, I believe.
Really?
Yes, yes, only reason I say that is because I actually research things before I say them. But otherwise, I think that Travis may have a chance. Maybe you can get a job with Oprah for her network. I'm sure she's going to have several different shows.
I think Oprah would probably sexually dominate me.
I think that'd be almost better than a hooker.
I heard there's a lot of SF State alums that work for Dr. Phil. Maybe you could sell your soul and do that.
That is definitely a big possibility. So I thank you guys for, chiming in. I think that obviously it's going to be different. Feel like a king here. I have built this castle from... I'm just joking. God. You guys are all giving me looks like you son of a bitch. We're going to play some more music. I hope you guys are still listening, enjoying your Friday night. And this is a little Lucy Pearl, Raphael Sadiq, Snoop Dogg, and this is You.
Check 1, 2. I put it down for the LBC.
I put it down for a place called Queens.
You know I represent the 213.
I hold it down for the big city.
I keep it gangster for all my young G's.
All the PYTs with their own car keys.
I put it down for all the
ladies. Ladies, ladies, ladies.
My name's Killer Boogie, you know. Skinny bag. All over the world.
It's all about you.
We gon' dance to this one for sure.
I tried to look the other way the day you passed me by. I saw you holding Q-tips, hand and girl, I damn near died. The way you hold that Cosmo just fits you to a T. But I just wish that you was sitting right next to me. I wonder what was on God's mind the day that he made you. I know he wrote a new commandment after he was through. But every time I see you, I find something new. But I just gotta have you. I really want you. I just gotta have you. Your body was inside. I couldn't finish breakfast. Now something just ain't right. That soup is looking like, what the hell is wrong with you? I said, I know you understand. You've been through a few, but this one was special, a special to me. Is it just my imagination killing me?
I can't take it no more. I need you with my life for sure. My wife for sure. No turning back, and it's only cracking. Pure satisfaction. Girl, that's what's happening.
I appropriate game. You know my name. Abstract is in them bad times split. A man need a lady no matter the kind. A diamond shining like you know it's hard to find.
Time brings change and change brings time. My nephew wants you cause you so fine.
A woman choose a man is a real motif. Make your choices. Me and Ray, we never have beef. Me and Snoop, we go hard. Real macaronis. Why you think that we want to have a ceremony? Snoop Dogg.
It's something special about you, baby boo. I need to know right here, right now what you really wanna do.
All I ever want is you.
Richie's listening.
Yeah, we are back. We got our 10 minutes, just enough for the city, KSFS. That's right, and you know what we were talking about? We were talking about you guys being comped a party bus and going to Elixir the other night. So step up to the plate, sir, and tell me about your experience. Did you go on the party bus?
You know, I actually had to show up early and leave late, so I was not on the party bus.
You were bartending.
I was bartending. It was great.
God damn it, Travis, you switched headphones with me. These ones are even worse than mine are. Terrible. Oh, man, now that we're back into the swing of things, yeah, we were comped a party bus, and was Travis invited? No. And is that because he's graduating and all of his friends are going to abandon him? Well, yes indeed. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of buck wildness.
I heard there was a stripper pole.
Did people get on it?
I heard only men did.
No, there was actually a couple girls that tried to do the best that they could on the pole. Luckily, they had pretty decent skills, but I have to say that the guys had a little bit of better skills. But that's maybe my taste.
Every time I go to any big Becca event and girls are drinking, have you noticed that, like, we have some girls who aren't that crazy, but then when you get them in the club with all the Becca people, they're all of a sudden on the tables dancing and shit?
Why do you think I planned Elixir Mixer?
Yeah, no. One in particular lady, her name is actually Dahlia Asfort.
Asfort,
yes.
it is not an Asfort.
She kept pulling all these guys off to the side, telling them, or almost demanding to suck their cocks.
You know,
so that's awkward, you know?
I was behind the bar, and she practically tried to make out with me. And, you know, I was interested, but I was like, not a good choice. Not a good choice.
You know. At Becca Bash, too, last semester, do you remember going to the after party? And seeing, I mean, that
after party?
Not at the Ambassador Hotel, but the bar that we went to afterwards.
Oh.
And they had, like, the upper VIP area.
So you guys ditched the after party at my house then? Is that what you're saying? Sorry.
No, Becca Bash.
No, we ditched his party, though. We did.
We did?
Yeah, he had a party. We were not in attendance. Mostly because there was a bunch of lame assholes there.
That's not true.
No, that's completely accurate. I didn't like anybody that was there.
Yeah. You know, no comment.
I don't remember your after party.
You dropped by my after party.
But there were like six people smoking weed on a couch.
What?
That may be accurate.
But there was another after party at a bar. I don't know. I guess you didn't go. But it was a super crowded bar.
Ambassador.
And
Ambassador,
no. Yeah. Was it the Ambassador? Yeah.
It was the Ambassador.
Yeah, I'm such an asshole.
Yeah.
And there were like seven girls from Becca who were like the most modest, quiet girls. All just grinding on Marco on the dance table, pretty much.
Picks or it didn't happen.
I've noticed that Marco Fernandez is actually a bit of a lush. we were on the party bus. I actually am going to, he's going to really resent me for saying this, and that's okay. But Marco, Travis, I'm glad that you brought up the party bus because I would have never remembered this. We're on the party bus, and this girl that's also in Becca, who looks like, the word haggard just like looks very nasty looking.
Haggard or the character from Harry Potter?
Hagrid.
That's Hagrid, yeah. I'm talking haggard like she got beat up by her boyfriend a few times and just never got the cosmetic surgery to fix her face. But pretty much Marco, this really ugly chick is on Marco. And, you know, Marco's a good looking guy. And I mentioned that he's a lush. But she's straddling him. And Marco is just not feeling it at all. He's like pulling back. He's not able to commit to this forced interaction that this girl's trying to go through with. But about 5 to 10 seconds into it, which is not a long time at all, he just started going for it. He started making out with her, rubbing her tushy in front of everybody. I don't even know what happened afterwards, but it's safe to say that they had unprotected sex.
You know, this is actually something that I want to talk about because I missed the party bus, and Elixir Mixer is, after all.
Oh, were you not in the party bus, Colin? I totally did not even think about
that. I was not in the party bus.
So nobody even can just back me up right now.
Well, I actually did stop in, and I saw Marco getting it done. But I want to talk about this. Elixir Mixer is the unofficial bag of beckon night. And how many beckons were bagged on that party bus? That's what I want to know.
I want to say a total of, like, one, because there was literally, like, three girls, 14 dudes, 14 guys, or, like, I want, like, literally 5 to 10 people slept at one girl's house, and they were all guys with one girl, and I don't think any group sex was performed.
That is unfortunate
because,
well, I feel like elsewhere, Beckins hooked up with other Beckins that night, and you know what? I'm proud.
Good for
them. I'm proud that happened.
Good for them. Me too.
That was my goal, for someone else to get laid on my night.
That might have happened. Hey, you know what? We are out of time. But I just want to thank you guys for being here, for my moral support, and just making this show all the better.
It's always been great.
You know, don't end it on a sad note. You still have one more show.
Two more shows.
And if I have any say in it, which I do as the program director here, I'm pretty sure as a college graduate, you will still be around these parts.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. But until then, you never know, listeners. Thank you once again for tuning in to Just Enough for the City. Here on KSFS, with me, Versace T, Casey Fowler, Mr. Handsome Mike,
Rachel Ray,
and Mr. Colin Legrin.
You were grinning while you were lying. Legrin.
Legrinian.
There you go.
That is manipulative.
I wouldn't even say his name. He's a
feet
ginger.
Or foot? Foot or feet? I don't know. Oh, girl, Jay-Z, Raphael Sadiq.
Jay-Z, oh, girl, take two. The way I see it.
You're now tuned into the soulful sounds of Hov.